Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're back. Marks and Reese, we are back. And Milton Williams joins us. The Eagles' third-round draft pick. You heard it? The emotions of being drafted. It's amazing to hear.
I've been there, man.
Milton, it's John and Ike, man. Congratulations. Welcome to Philadelphia.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So outside of hearing you right there, Milton, obviously excited, man. Just can you remember the thoughts and that was going through your mind when you get that phone call?
First of all, didn't really recognize the number, so I knew I was gonna get picked. I was getting picked by somebody, but didn't really know who it was. And then just knowing that my dream was finally coming true, of just being an NFL player. So all that emotion, it was a long wait with my family and stuff, and just kind of getting anxious. And then you hear all that emotion.
So how much conversation did you have with the Eagles prior to the draft? Did you get a sense that this was one of the teams that may select you?
I actually only talked to one scout, and then I talked to the defensive line coach. So before the draft, I think it was going to be the Eagles.
I would put you on hold to see if Jack can figure that out right there. But now, Ike, it's when you got drafted, the Eagles didn't speak a lot to you?
They did not. But I did speak to them at the combine.
Right.
So I didn't get a lot of like follow up calls and all that type of stuff. I did go in and meet with them at the combine. Emmett brought me in. Ray was sitting in there. John was sitting in there. Harbaugh was sitting in there. So yeah, I did meet with them at the combine. But after the combine, I didn't necessarily get a lot of contact from them.
Right. Milton's back with us. Milton, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, good. So
hey, man, listen, you got new money coming. That new phone we going to get, we going to get that signal stronger for you, all right?
Man, I think it was my AirPods. It was going in and out, but
okay.
I'm good now.
Gotcha. So were you surprised when you got the call from the Eagles? I mean, you said you didn't have a whole lot of contact with them, so did it surprise you it was the Eagles?
A little bit. Like I said, just having those two interviews, like with a couple other teams, I did a lot of Zoom calls, meeting with the head coach, GM, and a lot of the coaching staff members. With the Eagles, I didn't have all those conversations, so I was a little surprised. But I felt like it was a great pick, and I think I'd be a great fit in their system.
Yeah, so that was going to be my next question for you, Milton. Is how do you sort of see yourself fitting into what they're doing, and tell us a little bit about yourself as a player, so we can sort of get to know you as to what type of player are we getting here in Philadelphia.
Man, I'm a Swiss Army knife when it comes to defensive line play. I can play inside, outside. Like I said on one of my earlier interviews, I played under three defensive coordinators in college. Mm-hmm. So I played defensive end, stand-up defensive end. And then this past year, played three technique, head up two eye, a little bit of nose. So I got experience at all the positions. But just getting up there and learning from guys like Fletcher Cox and BG and Javon Hargrave and things like that, I feel like it's going to be an easy transition for me.
Mm. Milton, I heard a story of you where you couldn't sleep, so you went when you were at Louisiana Tech, you couldn't sleep, so you go to work out in the middle of the night and you start setting off alarms because no one's supposed to be in there working out. So you're clearly dedicated to getting better, huh?
Yes, sir. That's one of my hobbies, man. If I'm ever bored or anything, man, I just – I might as well just go to the gym, have some music on real loud, and get swole. That's what I like to do.
Now, I saw you on that bench press, right? Now, the most I ever got, let me start bragging about my late. I got like 335 up. 335, 345 is the most I ever got up, right? What was I saw at least five plates on each side of that thing, man. How much weight were you bench pressing there?
That was 500 pounds.
Woo! Woo! 500.
Yeah, that was 500 pounds. I was at Exos working out, and I was talking to the strength coach. I was like, I haven't maxed out on bench in a while. I want to see where my max is.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, man, I don't know. You know, you got your pro day next week. I was like, man, I'll be all right. So just, let me just see. So he put it on there. I hit it. He was like, all right, we're going to stop right there. But I feel like you could have went up some more. I was like, okay. But now I'm in the 500 club. I can tell everybody I'm in the 500 club. And they got it on video, so. All that stuff was great.
Yeah, I couldn't even get in the 500 club if they combined my bench with my squat. So it wouldn't even matter, Milton, for me to get in there. Like, if we're watching your highlights and watching, you know, some of your plays, who would you sort of compare your game to? Or who do you sort of look to at the next level to sort of mimic your play after?
Aaron Donald is a name that come up. Fletcher Cox is a name that come up. Miles Garrett,
okay.
J.J. Watt. Those are the top guys in the league right now, and I watch a lot of film on those guys and try to emulate all the things that they can do. Like all four of those guys I just named, mm-hmm. they could play inside, outside, or any defensive line in the league. They got the whole package. They got everything that a defensive lineman would want. So, like I said in another interview, when you go in the game versus playing against those guys, you better be accounting for them, or you better have two people blocking them or something, because they just gonna wreck your game plan. And I want to be a player like that in the next level.
Mm. Milton Williams is the Eagle. Now you were announced as a defensive end when you were selected. Would you? I mean, are you a hybrid? Do you consider yourself a tackle? Where do you expect to be used?
Like I said, Swiss Army knife. Wherever the Coach Gannon and Coach Stocker. Want to put me at, that's where I'm going to be at. But I feel like they're going to keep my same role as kind of what I played last year, just being versatile, being able to play outside on the early downs, inside on obvious pass downs, and just mix and match and try to find good matchups for me.
All right, man, so you're going to have a new home up here in Philadelphia. Listen, I came here back in 1998, and I haven't left since. Well, despite 2 years that I wasn't here, but nobody remembers that. But I've been here ever since, man. So you're going to love this place. What have you heard about the city of Philadelphia that has you excited about getting up here and getting entrenched with your fan base and getting to meet to getting the chance to be in your new home?
That's one thing I did here. Big fans, just don't get on that bad side, and everything will be all right. But one of the best fan bases in all of football. And the food, I heard cheesesteaks is something to die for. So when I finally get up there, that's going to probably be one of the first things I eat to try to see what all the hype is about. But I heard it's a great city, great people, and a great team, obviously. So just happy to be part of the Philadelphia Eagles.
So I'm thinking, you're a big man. You like to work out. You seem like you like to eat. Is cooking a hobby of yours? You're a good cook?
I'm not a good. Well, I'm a good recipe follower. So when I want to cook something, I look up on YouTube or Google or something to get some good recipes and cook like that. I'm not the type of guy that don't got to measure seasonings and things like that. But when I'm looking at a recipe and all the directions, I'm a pretty good cook.
Okay, there you go.
Well, I mean, and you also like. I mean, I like to eat too, right?
Yes.
Like, eating's better than cooking. So as long as you like to eat, you're good. Hey, Milton, you have a large family. You have a couple of sisters. You have a twin sister, right?
That's pretty cool.
What's it like being a twin?
It's not what everybody think. It's not like any like telepathy or I can read her mind, anything like that. It's just like having another sister, but it's great. We've been together since day one. We went to high school together, went to college together. We actually stayed together in Ruston, so
okay.
we'll see how she reacts to me going up to Philly. But she's already told me as soon as she graduates, she's probably gonna come up there with me. So We're going to see how that's going to work.
Oh, man, I was going to say, it already sounds like you guys are inseparable. So I'm pretty sure Sis is, she's not too far behind you, man, once you get up here.
Yeah.
All good.
Milton, just before we let you go, we're talking about TV moms today because Mother's Day is coming up this weekend. Are you, you have a favorite TV mom from your youth or from TV?
TV mom.
Yeah, my favorite's Claire Huxtable from The Cosby Show many years ago. Uh-huh. I think Ike likes her too.
Yeah.
I didn't really watch a lot of TV shows like that. I'm trying to.
You was about to roll out one of those Real Housewives of Atlanta moms, weren't you?
Oh, no. I probably would say, because I did watch, growing up, I did watch a lot of, what's it called? Will Smith's show, Fresh Prince.
Yes, that's a good one. And Viv.
I couldn't think of, but the mom on Fresh Prince, I think she'd probably be my choice.
All right.
There you go.
Aunt Viv, all right, last question. And we Ike and I are kind of tired of it, but we have to ask you to get you on the record. Did you play Coach Sirianni in Rock, Paper, Scissors?
No, I did not. But funny thing about that is, once I finally got the call and I talked to him, and like you heard all the emotion in my voice, once I hung up with him, like 5 minutes later, the defensive line coach called me. He was like, man, you doing all that crying. You got the head coach crying now. I was like, for real? He was like, yeah, man. I was like, man, I'm just happy to be an Eagle, man. But that was great to hear that the head coach kind of felt my emotion a little bit.
Yeah, well, listen.
That's awesome, man.
Congratulations. Great to have you here in Philadelphia, and we look forward to meeting you and talking to you again in the future. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all.
All right, there he is. Milton Williams.
Well, I tell you what, man, listening to all these guys, well, we've only heard a few of them, but the guys that we've got a chance to hear from, you can see why the Eagles would be enticed to select these guys. They want them in their building. They want them to be a part of their team. Just listening to the first three picks, they all sound like great guys. They sound like great kids, sound like they're going to be good locker room culture guys. They don't sound like me first guys, sound like team guys. So, from that standpoint, the Eagles should be satisfied and happy with the guys that they're bringing in the building.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I'm very impressed with him.
I like Milton. Yeah. It's good personality. Strong. Man, I saw him lift that 500 pounds, man. Now, listen, don't take me literally when I said I couldn't squat combined.
Yeah, you're self-deprecating.
No,
yeah.
That totally wasn't cut, and we won't use that down the road.
Let's watch the videotape.
And the 500 pounds, a lot of times you see the guy that's spotting him lifts it for him.
Right.
He's not doing, the other guy's not doing a lot of lifting with this 500 pounds.
No, he's like my old teammate, D-Walk, Darren Walker.
Strongest guy
in the
team. Oh, my
God, strongest guy in the building, man. Yeah. Him and Hollis, they could go in there and lift some serious weight. Yeah. It's always those D-tackles, man.
It is, and he's not like a – the other guy they were considering the defensive tackle, he was more of the nose tackle,
bigger
body.
Guy, yeah.
He's just like kind of how Fletch is just a big guy.
Yeah, just muscle, 280, 6'4", 280.
He's just a big dude.
Yeah, bench press 500, 280, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, I couldn't see myself putting up 300, double my weight. Right? I mean, geez.
And to be young again.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Benching was excruciating. I hated benching growing up.
And me too. I was not a weightlifter. Did not like lifting weights, right? I'd rather just do push-ups. I just want to look good in my shirts.
That's it.
Yeah.
A couple of bicep curls.
That's all I need, man.
That's all you need.
Girl, I'm doing the beach warm-up workouts.
There you go.
Yeah.
Drinking your jug of water.
Yeah, man. You got the other guys in there yelling, no, put another skillet on there.
And you're just like, can I leave?
Put another cookie on there. Put another one on.
Oh,
my goodness, dude.
And the smell in that locker room, man.
Oh, nothing like sweat.
215-592-9494. Well, listen, as you said, and, you know, we talked to Andy Weidel yesterday, mm-hmm. Howie talked about it as well. It seems like that they're looking for guys that Andy had said to us, like you, team mm-hmm. captains.
I'm gonna tell you what you can read between the lines and see what they identified as an issue. The locker room was not a close locker room.
Yep.
While there were good individual leaders, maybe they weren't as impactful, right? And You take a guy like Malcolm out of the locker room. Now who's the bigger voice, right? Right? Some guys like to lead just by leading by example. They aren't going to go grab a guy up or, you know, try to rally the troops as opposed to pointing fingers and dividing, right? Right? You had too much of that going on the last couple of years, and they clearly recognize that.
Yeah.
With guys that weren't necessarily brought up in this culture here, they came in, contributed to a Super Bowl title, felt a little entitled, if not more entitled, and that let their other personalities come out. Now they felt validated as being champions. You bring a bunch of guys in here now that want to work and grind from the bottom up,
yep.
And it means more to them. You know, I know it sounds kind of hokey and a little corny when I talk about my playing days here, but when I talk about how proud I was as an Eagle and I am as an Eagle, even though we didn't win, there was something about what we built from the ground up that we take full pride and satisfaction in being a part of that. That we help plant the seeds and grow what the organization is now.
Yeah.
And I was here for 3-13 when we were a laughing stock.
Yeah.
And one of the more embarrassing organizations. So you need guys in the building that are gonna be prideful to wear that eagle on their on their helmet. Right? Like it ain't just we bleed green because I'm getting paid green. It's we bleed green because this is all I know. And this is my squad and this is all I know.
Yeah.
You need more of those guys in the building.
You talked about it last week prior to the draft about needing the Eagles back.
Yes.
Like the Eagle players back, not the mercenaries that they had here. And like it, you're right. It looks like that they've drafted some guys that feel like can be Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if these guys, obviously they're going with younger guys and you want these guys to be players and they're here for a long time, but you just listen to Howie describing the players and how you as Eagles fans, we as Eagles fans, are going to be proud to root for this guy.
Yep.
Right? Like, these are the things that they were looking for. It's like with the Sixers, right? You got the parts that make Embiid and Simmons better as a team as a whole, but it's something about having Embiid and Simmons be homegrown guys you drafted, guys that have come up through your system.
Well, that always means more when it's your homegrown guy.
Yes.
That, you know, like the fact Mike Schmidt was that never played for another team, the fact that he was drafted, he came up, you know, like that means something.
I think it does.
It means something that you, the entire core, for the most part, of your teams, right? And there were some
were
draft picks, and there were some players that were brought in. But for the most part, I mean, like you had said, you saw 3-13, and you saw it through a Super Bowl appearance, right? Like that means something.
Honestly, yeah. I think that's the biggest problem with this Phillies team. And I know we're talking about Phil's open
show.
But they don't have
mercenaries.
Harper brought in. Real Muto brought in.
Yes.
Wheeler brought in. Like, these guys.
All their best players.
Like, the only ones that are homegrown are really Hoskins and Nola.
And Nola.
Bomer, kind of, but he didn't come up with the Hoskins and Nola. So, like, they don't really know how to get along, and they don't know how to win together.
And fight for each other.
Right. And that's why I thought the situation in St. Louis was a big jumping forward for this team, because one of their guys got hit, and it felt like they rallied together, and that's why Hector hitting the guy was important.
Yeah.
So hopefully but it hasn't translated into anything, but they don't really know each other.
Yeah.
No, compared to listen, their great talent also means a hell of a lot too, but the team that won a World Series in 2008, that run, I mean,
that
was a homegrown Phillies. Yeah, I mean, you're always going to want to build it through your players that you draft. I mean, that's always going to be the preferred method. 2017, some of it was the core. A lot of it was guys you brought in.
Yeah, and I think they realized that they may have gotten, because they didn't hit on draft picks. So anytime they didn't hit on draft picks, they had to go out and trade for somebody or sign a free agent.
Yep. All right, 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494. So we have the Eagles right there. Are we feeling better about the draft? I still feel I like Milton Williams. You know, like I think we had said after the draft, like, okay, like, he's going to be a rotational player year one. From there, I mean, can he be a starter? Can he be an above average player in the NFL? I hope so. Sure.
Yeah. I mean,
we'll see.
If you think about it, How old is Hargrave? He's, what, 26, 25?
Yeah, 26.
So he's still kind of young. I mean, Fletcher is getting up there. I don't know how much longer Fletcher is going to be here.
Yes.
Especially at the price that he costs to be here.
Right. I mean, he may be two or three more years. I mean,
I'd be shocked if he's here more than two more years.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, you're talking about, unless he's still productive now. If he's still productive, that's one thing. You got to realize that he gets older, you know. I don't know how far does his price tag come down? You know, Fletcher's one of the highest paid players at his position.
Sure, and is he willing to take a
exactly?
Pay
he's
cut
not going to be here playing for $2 million,
right?
When your
production goes down in the NFL, they don't keep you around at a couple million dollars, and you're fine with that. You get released, and you go get another contract, and then that's more or less it.
And as you get older, now you start to say, well, where's the team at? If this is still a young team that's on the way up as opposed to a team that's ready to win, you know, you get older players to say, well, let me go try to get a ring here before I'm done.
All right, we'll continue the conversation on the other side, and we'll get back into it. 215-592-9494. Feeling better about the draft? Joe Girardi. You know, I'll just say it. I was expecting more from Joe Girardi. I was. He ain't cutting it right now. I'm disappointed. And it goes beyond the two major mistakes that he's made and not having a relief pitcher on the lineup card and going out to the mound twice in the same inning. It goes beyond that. I'm not seeing the results that I wanted to. 215-592-9494, and we have TV Mom Trivia for your chance to win an unbelievable prize from Mark's Jewelers. That's all coming up next. Marks and Reese, 94 WIP. And I just was speaking about Mark's Jewelers, because Mark's Jewelers, that's my jeweler, right? I know you always hear me talking about my friend Jim and his staff at Mark's Jewelers, but here's the thing. Jim really is my jeweler. He has the most incredible selection of high-quality diamond rings on the market. And this isn't a tiny shop that you're going to see along a row or one of the stores in a mall. This is a 15,000-square-foot showplace. You won't believe how big this place is, and Jim and his staff make it safe and secure so you can shop in the comfort of being safe for Mother's Day or any other special occasion. Jim is the jeweler I trust, and he should be the one that you trust too. Online, their website, marks-jewelers.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.